All right, we have to acknowledge it without acknowledging it.
Go on.
Because everyone went nuts for what happened with Yeezy. Mm-hmm. So what is where is that at now, and what do or don't you want to say?
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Get her, Posy.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
Well, we're back. We're back up. What's going on,
Welcome
folks?
Back, Jack.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Jack.
It's just
Welcome
not the
back,
same.
Jack.
It's just not the same without you.
It's not the same when anyone's gone. It's just like, it just feels, you're like, oh.
How was your trip? Good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
What's going on with you guys?
I just got back from Iowa, and I have to say that being in, like,
we should say who we are. I should have got the roll call. Should we do the roll call?
Sure.
If you want, sure, go for it.
Hi, I'm Ozzy.
Hi, I'm Sharon.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
I'm Jack, and this is the Osbournes podcast. We're back, the four of us.
Yeah.
Woo! We missed you, Jack. It was really...
So I interrupted him. Sorry, Kelly.
Why is this not working?
Iowa, you were saying about
Iowa. It needs
a
new battery. Go on.
Okay, so basically, I have a new love for America in a way that I don't think I ever have before. And I've been spending a lot of time in Iowa and in just with normal people in the countryside, and not, you know, there's no talk of like the LA shenanigans and celebrity and wealth and opulence. It's just like normal, nice conversations with normal nice people, and I've become kind of addicted to it and being there. And
can you see yourself moving?
No. it's nice to have a house there. I love being there. We're there at least once a month, but I couldn't live there full time. It's too rural for me.
But you,
I do love it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a getaway place.
Yeah,
to get your sanity back.
Yeah, it's a place I can go and completely switch off and unwind and not worry about the things I worry about when I'm here in LA. And like I said, the people are so nice.
You know, the one thing that whenever I've traveled a lot, you know, in America and doing the different shows and talk, like we've traveled a lot, but the thing that I really notice about this place. So everyone's always trying to go on about, oh, there's so people are different. Everyone's always trying to be different and showcase the differences with everyone. But in my opinion, there's only two types of people in America. There's people that live in cities and there's people that live in rural areas, and that's it. And once you break it down to that there's like city folk and country folk, it's pretty simple.
It's like the city mouse and the country mouse.
Yeah, it's true. It's like...
Love of country, though, isn't it?
Pardon?
I love the country.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it in the sense of like, everyone has a lot more in common than they don't.
And everybody wants to be unique.
Yeah.
But people think LA and New York is America just now.
No.
You go 100 miles, look where we went.
You go 50 miles outside of LA and it's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, farm country.
Well, I'm just going to keep talking about England.
Yeah.
Where are we with this, Mum?
Oh, God.
I'm going back to England on Thursday, mm-hmm. and I'll be gone for 3 weeks, and I'm working and still working on the house, that never-ending
mine
house.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I think mine's been going longer than yours, actually. It's been 25 months now.
Oh, my God.
Well, oh. I could.
Yeah, my remodel of my house has been 25 months. It's literally like a pit of despair in my fucking soul at this point. It looks amazing. It's beautiful.
I love your house. And it's just...
It is all... you got to see it now. It's like your jaw hit the ground. It looks so good.
I've seen some pictures Ari showed me, but I'm like, I'm dying to go back up there.
Have you had the configuration change?
Yeah. So the downstairs is totally different. Well, downstairs is a lot different. Upstairs, it's totally different. Just the layout.
Different configuration upstairs.
yes and no. Like, we expanded some walls.
Yeah.
We changed the direction of, like, the living room. But the downstairs looks totally different. You would walk in there, you'd be like, wait, this isn't even the same place.
Yeah. But it takes, I mean...
Well, yeah, I mean, but Jesus. How different is Welders? I mean, I haven't been there.
You wouldn't... If you can imagine years. Welders with another Welders at the side.
What the do extension you mean? Is that big?
It's that big.
How many square foot extension?
I don't know, but it's big.
What, like 3,000 or 5,000?
I think about that.
Wow.
It's big.
That's crazy.
So it was where the gym was?
It starts at the gym and then goes out.
So that
whole flat bit of field where the playhouse was is probably all
gone. All gone.
Wow.
So my tree Jim with the swing, down. That's not been touched?
No, the tree. You
haven't cut the tree down, no.
No, no, no.
That's what I just asked.
Oh, God, no, it's got a preservation order on it. You can't.
Right.
But I would never cut a tree down like
How
that.
Do you feel about remodeling the house? There's a side of me that is so sad about it.
About Welders?
About Welders, because I just love that house as it was, as it is. I know it was out of date and like...
If I'm being honest, I feel resentment towards Welders.
Why?
Because I look at it like it's something you guys want to go back to so badly. And I'm just like, that's like you're a foot out the door with it. And I look at it like, well, what the fuck about us? And that, if I'm being honest, I understand that it's like a huge part because I would never want to get rid of my place. So I understand that. And I know you want it to be like in the family and all that. But I kind of have a wall up towards Welders now.
It's my happy place.
My happy place. So anyway, that's what I'm going back to do, hopefully.
How much more stuff is there to do?
The extension won't be ready until the summer. But the house is just... You do things which you think is going to work and then it doesn't, and then you have to change it again. It's just a nightmare, you know. It is done-ish. Let's move on.
Can we talk about something that is really, really, really fucking awesome?
What?
Dad being nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Woo!
I think that is so awesome.
Yeah.
So to all of our listeners and watchers on YouTube and Rumble, please, please, please vote for my dad. He deserves it so much. He was in with Black Sabbath, but he's not in as a solo artist.
Is it public voting?
Yeah.
No, there is a public. Component. Sorry, there is a component which is public. And then, but the majority is industry.
All right, so industry folk
are more important.
Are you going to take out like ads and Polestar and stuff like for your consideration? No?
No. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you can't buy.
I'm not expecting to get in because I'm up against some serious people this week. But if
you forget that you're a serious person too, Dad.
Yeah, but I just don't want to think about it.
I mean, I would argue too, it's like the people that you're up against, you kind of look at and you're like, okay, like, is there a cultural, generational impact with those people? You know, I always think that's for me when I look at like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how sometimes they'll throw people in and you're like, they're a good artist, but did they change the fucking game?
Well, that's what it's about. It's people that have, you know, changed and had an impact on culture.
Yeah, he meets the criteria.
Yeah, he does.
I think so.
If I get in, I get in. If I don't, I don't. Just the fact that I was nominated.
When you get in, can you say hello, Cleveland?
Cleveland? I know.
Or is it in?
No, it's Cleveland.
I don't think it's Cleveland, Ohio. I think it's Minnesota.
No, it's Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where the whole hello, Cleveland. Like.
Yeah. But it's great to be considered.
I think it's really, great. Really awesome.
If I ask a question, why was it Cleveland chosen?
I don't know why they chose Cleveland. I've got no idea.
Would you like me to Google it?
Maybe because it's is it the middle of the country, so it's easy for fans to get to.
Isn't Cleveland more East Coast?
That's us.
Something must have happened in like where the word rock and roll first made.
I don't know why.
Something like that.
But you think people come from all over the world to go there?
I know.
The only thing that just annoys me about the process now with so many of these accolades is the TV component to it. It's like that it's like a TV show to a degree, and I get it because that's what brings in.
But that's what everything is. Look at the Oscars. Yeah. Look at the, you know, everything is. It's all connected.
If you get in, is there like what happens then? It's like you guys are gonna do. Are you gonna perform? Are you gonna?
I don't think I'll be performing.
I think it would be great if Daddy did and Foreigner get in and Daddy did something with your mate, Mick Jones. I think it would be great.
Yeah. Dad gets nervous with us talking about all of this and the possibility. So I think we should change the subject.
I don't think I'm well enough.
Well, good thing it's not for 6 months.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine, Ed. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Right, let's move on.
How's the house from the rain?
Jack, you don't understand how many times it flooded in the basement.
What? How come there isn't me and Mama
have got this thing. When it starts raining, we come over with this. We are talking to each other. It's like feeling of fucking dread.
Don't you have sump pumps, though?
We have everything. But Jack, look. Okay, the gym was flooded. The gym was up to here. The laundry room was the same under all that water. And the...
gives me anxiety just hearing it.
And then we had the bath upstairs.
Leaking.
Have you seen the downstairs bathroom?
Yeah. The pipe. What is it? The flow away pipe?
The overflow.
The overflow was disconnected or something.
And every time you drained the bath, the water was coming into the house.
You're joking.
Was it the builders that did the remodel?
I have no idea.
But you didn't touch that bathroom.
Omar was the last person living in there.
No, it wasn't in the guest house. It was in the house.
It was in the bedroom, the guest bedroom.
Oh my God.
It's so insane to me that when it rains in LA, everybody loses their mind.
Well, they don't build the houses for drainage.
But there's not anybody that I know that didn't have some sort of damage here. Yeah. Something.
But original doors and windows.
About the flood or I come into this house, I always hear you saying, oh, it's got the original doors and windows.
The biggest crock and scam real estate fucking hustle ever. If I see anything with a house that boasts original doors and windows, I'm like, fuck that place.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when it's as old as this house.
Give me like insulated, double plane, soundproof, fucking pneumatically sealed windows, brand new, right out of the fucking Home Depot parking lot any day of the week. This bullshit iron fucking stained glass, like an elf in some fucking tower made it 1,000 years ago. Like, no thanks.
Oh, what? It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I need to go for a piss.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Key break. Hey, everyone. It's Jack Osborne here, and the Osbournes podcast is sponsored by Fume. Have you ever tried to kick a dirty, filthy habit, and it just feels impossible? I mean, it kind of feels like going on a diet and seeing candy and cake everywhere you go. That often happens. Or, like, you're on a diet, and your friends are like, let's go to this restaurant and eat our face off. And you're like, but I can't because I'm being good. Oh, and sorry, I'm projecting. That's where Fume comes in, and it's not about completely giving up. It's just about switching it up. Fume is a healthy habit that you are free to enjoy. It helped me quit a really crappy habit. I love the taste of it. I love the feel of it. It's kind of like a fidget spinner. And look at this. They now have a handy dandy magnetic base, so no more losing your Fume around the house. You ever do like the when you're looking for your thing and you're like, wait, where is it? Well, now it'll be on the magnetic base pad. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/Osbournes. Fume is giving listeners of the podcast 10% off when you use the promo code Osbournes. Let's make the good habit so much easier to start. Hey, what's going on? It's Jack Osborne here, and the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. It's time to talk about sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a service delivering chewable tablets with the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra, but it's a fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew tablets are made right here in the USA, so like there's nothing weird in them that's gonna like make your arm fall off. So it's super simple. You go on the website, you fill out your profile, you put your information in, there's some medical questions. I had a couple back and forth emails with some kind of medical professional, and then they approved me. And a couple days later, I got a very discreet brown envelope in the mail with these sexy little black sachets in. And inside, the goods. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. So discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code Osbournes at the checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code Osbournes, to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Osbournes.
Can we please talk about Beyoncé for a minute? I have to.
Oh, me too.
Please? I love that she is the first black woman to top the Billboard country charts. I am so, you know when someone gets successful and you're just happy for them? I am so happy that that has happened because it is about fucking time.
But do you know what? It's not, listen, that's great. That's a huge achievement. It's great. It's groundbreaking. The first day it was out, on social media, everywhere around the world were doing their own little dances to it. And it was brilliant.
Do you want me to play it for you?
Yeah.
You'll love it.
I was just listening to it upstairs.
It's so much fun. It's brilliant. Love it, love it.
She's great anyway. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
But isn't this her second country song? Because everyone went nuts a few years ago when she did a song. Yeah, a few years ago, she was either on a song that was a country song and everyone was pissed that she wasn't nominated for Best Country Track.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that she has done...
I think that this is the first song she's released and it's officially a country song. Yeah. And I think her whole album is country based.
Has she got on the regular charts as well?
Yeah. Yes. Number one everywhere.
I think
across the board.
You've heard my theory of a country song for Dad.
No.
I think Dad should re-record Close My Eyes Forever with Kacey Musgrave.
Oh my God, that would be fucking genius.
How fucking genius would... Because that is...
I love her.
Because that's a country song.
I do.
You slow that song down, throw in, you know, a banjo and acoustic guitar. That's a country song.
Or Dad could do a song with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now she's doing rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Do it with Dolly, yeah.
Yep. That would be great.
I think you should do it.
What's up with you today?
Daddy doesn't feel well.
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Do you like country music?
Yeah.
Would you ever do it? Would you ever do a country song?
No. Yeah. If I liked it, yes. Sure.
I mean, you've done hip hop songs.
But how many people in rock have done country? It's just the natural progression as you get older.
Well, rock's dead, and it's like country is the new. Mainstream rock.
Have you heard the country version of Mama, I'm Coming Home?
Yeah, it's great. Who sung it?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. And it's brilliant.
I saw her play at Stagecoach a couple years ago, and she did a bunch of Guns N' Roses songs with Axl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, are we stagecoaching this year?
Maybe.
Oh my God, please, let's rent a house.
Oh wait, yeah, because Post Malone's playing.
We have to go.
Yeah, he's doing a full country set at Stagecoach.
Get out of here.
I want to go so bad. Go. Stagecoach is my favorite festival, Mom.
It is
so much fun.
I will go anywhere to see Post Malone.
Everybody goes on about Coachella and saying Coachella's where it's at. But no, Stagecoach is where it's at. And it is so much fun. And everybody is so nice. And
having fun.
Having a really good time.
And like that's the thing. Coachella, everyone's trying to have a good time.
But they're too busy posing.
Yes, and Stagecoach, they're actually having fun.
And there's really good food at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go and see Post. Yes.
We should go. Mom, you have to come to Stagecoach. I've been trying to get you to go for years.
It's a lot of fun. I could bring the Airstream down for you.
Yeah.
That would be awesome because Jen would get us backstage parking.
That's what I did last time. I went with Pete and Ari and Pete's wife and... And we brought the Airstream and we...
And didn't Evan go?
Evan goes every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should come to Stagecoach.
He'd like it.
Why do I feel like Beyoncé is going to make a surprise appearance at Stagecoach? 100%
she will.
If she's there and performs, I will die.
I just die looking at her clothes. They're so divine.
Everything about her.
All right, she's we have to acknowledge it without acknowledging it.
Go on.
What? Because everyone went fucking nuts for what happened with Yeezy. Mm-hmm. So what is, where is that at now? And what do or don't you want to say?
There's, he eventually pulled it.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to say. We just didn't want to be associated with anything with him because of his stance on
current issues,
which are very important to me and your dad. And we didn't want to have any association with anybody like that. And that's it, the end of it. Okay. Next.
Oh my God, here's some really good news. Did you hear about Slayer?
What about?
Joining back up together again.
For the first time in 5 years, yes. They're going to be playing a show.
Slayer. They broke up.
But like...
5 years isn't long.
Yeah, I'm like...
it's not long, is it?
But I didn't think they were going to come back.
I know that they...
But everybody does. It's like the natural progression. It's like, you break up, it's like a divorce, and then a few years later you'll speak to the ex, and
like,
that's
like it. Sabbath is going out on the road next week. kidding.
Joke, daddy, joke. Come on.
Leave my daddy alone.
Did you guys see the whole thing about Taylor Swift and the plane?
Okay,
that
I know
guy's crazy. He's dangerous. He's crazy.
He no, I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. I think that what he's doing. Okay, nope. I think that because she's so high profile, she's the most famous person in the world. It does threaten her safety a little bit.
It gives you the creeps, knowing and that every move somebody is watching you travel through the sky. I'm sorry,
but I do think that these people need to be responsible for their carbon footprint.
Do you know what the solution is?
What?
She should rent a fucking plane. She's got a different tail number every time she rents a plane. How the fuck is anyone going to know where she's flying? Now, I do get what he's saying about the carbon footprint and what people forget.
That's his bullshit excuse. That's bullshit.
Sure.
He's a psycho.
But it's not just Taylor Swift, Mom. He does it with all different billionaires.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That's how they were able to, the US government was able to confiscate all those Russians' private planes was because of him.
And it is public, not information. It's public.
What are we talking about?
So Taylor Swift has a private plane she owns and she goes everywhere on her plane. And there is I think it's a bit psychotic, man who follows her every move and posts where her plane is like all the time.
So because you have to publicly file flight reports. And so he just takes data that's already on the internet and puts it on one location. So all the famous people in the world that have a private plane, from Elon Musk to Oprah to Taylor Swift to all the Russian oligarchs, and he will show you where their plane is flying and how often, because his thing is all these private planes are causing a huge carbon footprint and they need to be held accountable.
I mean, that is true, but I don't think... I suspect... But it's not that. I think he's just...
He likes being a...
He likes being a stalker.
Geek. He's a geek.
He's trolling.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yeah. And he's... What I make up from it is that he's trolling famous people and celebrities by pointing out the hypocrisy. That's like... You've got Elon Musk who has Tesla and is like, I'm saving the world because I have electric cars.
And my batteries just blow up.
And he's flying thousands of hours a year in his private plane, three of them. And so it's like, wait, you're kind of offsetting a lot of the damage. And same, I think that's to me what I make up from it, but I don't know.
It's creepy though. Whatever, it's creepy to know
Would
that somebody's tracking you.
Plane?
Would I fly on a battery operated plane? Sure.
Fuck no.
Why? Yeah. It's better than...
Would you like Kelly?
If it's something that had been around for a while and they knew about it, and like I definitely don't think I'd be one of the first to get in it.
Oh fuck no!
Yeah. You know, let that thing fly for a few hundred thousand miles and then see what the weaknesses are.
Yeah,
and then maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah, like what happens to an electric plane when lightning strikes it?
Like, that's a really good point.
Yeah,
what happens to electric cars?
Electric
blow up.
Well, some blow up, yeah.
Have you? Oh, and wait.
Then, did you hear about this, Jack? I don't know how true this is because I was here listening to some of my like exceptionally smart friends talking, and they said that there is a whole country, I think it's in Africa, that mines to get a special
For
mineral,
batteries.
Cobalt.
For the batteries.
And cell phones.
And they're
everything.
But it's a specific kind for the Tesla. Mm-hmm. And there's all sorts of like
human rights issues.
Human rights issues going along with that nobody really knows about.
Oh, it's like blood diamonds.
Found something in a mine in California.
Yes, they just found a huge cobalt mine in California. It is cobalt, right?
I wonder who owns the land. Can you imagine, Jack? Who owns that land?
And it was from an existing mine.
And do you know where there was another huge one? It was Afghanistan. But they couldn't get it organized enough. And now China's come in.
And bought it.
And doing it. And same in Africa. You've got the Russians and the Chinese coming in and just running these countries. Like all the shit going on in like Burkina Faso. You've got Russia in there running the whole revolution and doing everything because of the minerals.
Yeah.
But do you think Taylor Swift is going back to the plane? Do you think Taylor Swift is right for trying to sue him?
Yes.
I do. I do think she's right. Because knowing... Jack... From my small friendship with her, I got two stalkers that came to mom and dad's house looking for her. Do you realize that, like, that's insane?
Jack, all you've got to do, okay, she's owned her plane forever. She's owned her own plane. Mm. Great business people around her, taking care of her, got her own plane. You know, look at her itinerary. You know where that plane's going. So why spend the time and the effort? Because you know where she's going in that plane.
Because she is, when she was in South America, it flew back and forth from South America
to get friends and family.
And he's basically saying she's a gross polluter. Like, that's kind of what he's saying.
But why pick on her? The billionaires in this world.
He does. It's not just Taylor Swift.
He does it all. Yeah. He does them all.
But then look at it. If we had enough money to buy our own plane, not just a little tiddly thing that people have, but a long haul that's capable of doing long haul.
Are you saying
that we wouldn't be doing the same thing?
But I don't know if you would. Would you send the plane back and forward to like pick up a bag of groceries?
Not a bag of groceries, but if I left a friend behind, somebody was coming, a family member, take my dogs home.
I don't think what she's doing is wrong.
I don't either.
I think if you've got the means to do it, I have nothing. I don't think what she's doing is wrong.
I don't.
But if you're gonna do it, own it. Don't sit there and be like, oh no, someone's pointing out that I'm doing it. Fucking own it. Be like, I own a fucking plane. I'm worth $1 billion.
I've earned my way here.
And if I want to spend 150 grand to fucking go get a pizza from Prince Street in New York City and bring it to my house in wherever, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I think the suing, though, it's just
she's
like,
not going to win.
No.
So it's just like, you're not going to win. So the thing is, it's just the world as it is today. If you have the wherewithal to have that.
Yeah. I think what ended up happening with him and Elon Musk, he compromised and said, fine, I'll give you like a 48-hour, or there was like a time limit where he was have a 48-hour buffer.
Of privacy.
Yes.
Before I go public.
There was something like that, I remember.
But it's just, everybody abuses everything. Don't we all? We all do.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's human nature.
I just think for her safety that it is wrong.
But
is her safety more important than the safety of Elon Musk?
Yes, because she's a woman.
Okay.
All these groups are going to get down on you.
I don't care.
Well, no, they're but I mean, I'm just saying though, it's like it's, or okay, if there's other, Oprah, is her safety more important than Oprah's?
No.
So, but Oprah didn't sue him.
Because Oprah don't give a shit.
Maybe old Swiftie should take a page. Like, who gives a shit? Listen, who gives a shit? That's what I wear.
We all abuse everything. Everything. So,
I just say that, like...
Welcome to the world.
Knowing what I do know about Taylor and knowing it's not just biased and me saying... Jack, two stalkers showed up at mom and dad's house looking for her and me in that, like, short time.
No, the woman must be, like, constantly followed, harassed, not just from the pappies and fans, but from true stalkers. It must be the same as the Kardashians have it. It's like it comes with the territory, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you get to that point where you're so huge. That's it. You take the bad with all the good too, because it always comes together. So next one, where are we going now?
Okay, now, you guys, we've got questions and answers from that they want us to answer from fans. And I thought it would be a really good idea to kind of give back and answer some of them. How you feel about that?
Come on, Daddy.
Okay, go.
Okay, here's the first one. And this is from @Thomas. He asks, what do you guys think of the upcoming biopic of Amy Winehouse? Maybe even some memories, respectfully asking, of course.
I can't wait for it to come out. Me personally, I only...
Sam Taylor Wood directed it.
Sam Taylor Johnson is directing it. And we all love her. She's a brilliant director. And I cannot wait. And also because she was such a good friend of yours, I can't wait to see her movie.
I think it's good that Sam's doing it.
I think out of any director I could possibly think of, it makes me feel safe knowing...
It's a woman.
...that it's Sam that has this project. And when I've spoken to her about the movie, because she's been so incredible about keeping me on board about what's going on throughout the whole time, and when I go to England in a couple of weeks, she's going to let me preview it, and she's just been incredible. And what she said is that she's tried her best to make it a love letter to Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is incredibly respectful. And it's got to be such a hard undertaking because she is so iconic and she had such a story.
Did you see what they did to her statue?
No.
Oh, my God.
Statue.
There's a statue of Amy Winehouse in Camden Town.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. And she's there. And Amy always used to wear a Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody went up and put the Palestinian flag over her Star of David. Palestinian flag over her Star of David. So disrespectful. Horrible. But anyway, I can't wait for the movie.
I can't wait for the movie. And I know it's one of those things where if Amy was still here, she'd be like, making a fucking movie of me. You know, like it's going to bring back a lot of memories. It might be hard to watch, to be honest.
I'm sure it will be, because watching her documentary was very hard to watch. And that was a brilliant documentary, but it was very emotional.
Okay, you ready for the next question? Ahem. Katie, @Katie asks, this one's for you, Dada. Who could win in a sumo wrestling match, Kelly or Jack? What are you trying to say, sumo?
Kelly, I would fuck you up. Okay?
I know that. I would never want to fight you. You're so strong.
It goes insane.
And you go and you do a lot of jujitsu.
It goes insane. Jack would.
Kelly, I would arm drag you across the room.
I have the heart of a lion.
A lion. Yeah, I'm a lion.
I have the heart of a lion. I don't give up. You knock me down, I get back up.
Me, you, and Mum. I wrestled Jack.
We wouldn't win, I know.
So he's going to kill me for telling this story, but I'm friends with Sean Avery, who is he was a retired NHL hockey player, won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We do jujitsu together, and I put him to sleep the other week.
What did you do?
I choked him out and he passed out.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, Jack, that's dangerous. Oh my God.
He didn't tap out. Not my fault.
What do you mean tap out?
What's you have to tap like, out?
You have to tap the person.
Meaning I'm about to die. Oh, yeah.
And then they stop.
Yeah, he went to sleep.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Moving right along.
Okay, Lee asks, if you were going to breed a certain kind of dog, which breed would you be and why?
What, if I was a dog?
No, if you each were going to breed a dog, which breed would you be and why? Would it be and why? Sorry.
Okay, oh. Would it be? Okay, it would definitely have to have... I love the breed that we have.
Pomskies?
Pomsky, mm-hmm. The Husky and the Pomeranian.
Because you get the best of both worlds.
They are so tender and sweet. No,
they're so fucking... Pie in the ass.
Stop it.
They're like human.
You love them.
Like, you fucking hate those dogs. No, you love those dogs more than us.
But the most neurotic dog in the planet.
Which one?
Pomskies.
They are emotional.
They're so emotional. Well, and they're lovely.
Emotional. Where the fuck? Yeah. Where does the husky part pull a sleigh? Oh, it's too cool.
It's running away from the person. He's like, they have a there's lot someone of following me.
Really? They are the best dogs ever. It's the perfect combination.
I actually love I have the Pomsky bred with my Australian Shepherd.
I would never harm any dog. Mm. I love dogs.
You should have kept one of my puppies. You really should have.
We don't need any more.
We've got the Australian Shepherd at home, Dolly, who is divine. Yeah.
Ruby's the best dog ever. My one.
She's probably going to take me and bury me in the field. She don't know me.
Bury you in the field. She's a lover, not a fighter.
She's gonna like when you guys turn up. She's gonna be
like, "Who are you? Get out of my house!"
Remember Buster and Phoebe? Buster was a fucking powerful boy.
I know that big jaw.
Yeah, his big head.
When we used to take
him, tell the story about what he got his donker.
Oh no!
What's a donker? A dick?
Forget it. He got caught on a barbed wire fence.
He's Willy. And he was hooked on it.
Upside down, I remember. Yeah. And Dad had to pull him off.
Yeah, and then he like had cut his dick.
Oh, I remember.
And then
that.
When he got excited, he got a little red rocket and blood was just like spurting out everywhere.
Poor guy.
Must have poor guy. So
can you only imagine?
And he had this big old smile on his face though. He was like,
yeah. It was such a beautiful dog.
That dog was a lion. It wasn't a dog.
But when he used to walk him in the field, you know, he'd start digging and he'd go, come on, Buster. And he'd look at you and go, I'm digging. Okay.
What about the Italian Mastiff?
Vega. Who took you off your bike.
Yeah. I remember she didn't last too long. And she jumped through the window.
Yeah. Do you remember we gave her to somebody who could manage her?
The next dogs I want to buy is a blue wolf.
A blue wolf.
Yeah, have you seen them? They're gorgeous.
You've seen a blue wolf dog?
No.
They're fucking amazing.
They're massive.
Wolf.
It's like a wolfhound and a
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. Oh wow!
They're fucking beautiful.
Well, we have a wolfhound. Me and Sid.
I had a German Shepherd and a coyote.
Mom, Seamus, our wolfhound, has not left my bedroom since we left Iowa, and he's very depressed.
Misses you.
Yeah.
And the baby.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't move. He follows me and the baby
everywhere.
His picture's
still there.
Yeah, he's working right now.
In Iowa?
Yeah, he's...
Do you know what? I was watching the thing about murders. It says... There's a lot, so many murders.
That's what I tell him when we are in the car.
There's so many
murders. No, you told me, hold on. You were just saying how lovely everybody is in Iowa.
They
now
are,
you're saying there's loads of murders.
But it's definitely the land of serial killers because you can bury the bodies and nobody knows.
It's unbelievable. Oh, this guy goes from so-and-so, Iowa. This guy killed 15 people. He's from so-and-so, Iowa. I'm going, what the fuck's the serial killer alley there?
It's no worse than Palm Springs, the desert.
I bet too, yeah. Anywhere where there's just lots of land and less people, you just don't know where the bodies are buried. All right, next question. This is from @Bex. She asks, this is for the whole family, would you do a watch-along series of The Osbournes?
Yes, we are doing it.
Are we?
What's a watch-along thing?
We watch The Osbournes and comment on it as we're watching it.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
then
do.
That's
we
a
do
show
that,
itself.
I saw something which I totally forgot, and it was Daddy woke me up one morning when we were doing The Osbournes, and he starts moonwalking, and he's moonwalking, waking me up, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I even forgot that
there's
much of it.
Do you know
I swear I said to you the other day, I never, ever watched it.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to say, do you know, I've never, ever watched it because I can't fucking watch myself. I cringe.
I put it on for the girls once and they like hid behind the couch and they were like, turn it off. It's too cringe.
No.
Yeah. They said it's so cringe. They couldn't watch it. Cringy. Like I put the Osbournes on for Pearl and Andy and they were just like, oh, I can't watch it.
Oh, God.
Was you when you were a young...
Yeah, that's why they couldn't watch it. I think, you know, I'm sure I would feel the same way if I saw videos of you guys when you were 15.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, I don't think they don't make me cringe.
You are so full of shit.
Okay, name something that I'm like, ugh.
Allow me to go get episodes of The Osbournes, how you're just like, Mom, Dad, no!
I was 15, 16 years old then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, like, that. Maybe because I have been so...
Desensitized.
Exactly, that nothing you guys do anymore can shock me or makes me go, like, if anything, I'm
Kelly,
very
that's just
proud
a trauma
of the
response.
Things.
But
that
hold
you do.
On, shut up. The thing is, it's not like we're the sort of family that when I used to take you to school, I used to cuddle and kiss you. You're not like the kids that would go, oh, don't do that. I'm at school. Don't.
No, we've never
We've
done
never
that.
Been like that. So there's nothing, I don't get it.
Well,
Mom, you used to flash your tits to the school bus as we were driving off.
So?
So, like. There's, like I said, Jack is right. I've been completely desensitized.
The school bus, the gardener, Jack's friends. Do you remember Jack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Dill.
Dill, of course.
Oh, we love Dill. Jason Dill. Okay, next question is from Cher and just for you, Jack. Would you ever consider taking a fan ghost hunting, Pretty Please?
Yeah, I would do. We're like looking into doing like fan ghost hunts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the next like, probably within the next year, I'll start doing it.
That would be a great
That's really cool.
show.
Yeah.
Well, no, not making a show out of it. Just like people like just setting something up and like doing.
Taking
you know,
them around.
Yeah, where
yeah.
like, you know, you sell yeah. limited spots and do like a fan ghost hunt thing. So
have you heard of this museum in Vegas that's like full
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Zach Bagans Museum.
Yes.
Yeah, why?
You've been there?
I've never been there, but.
They want to take you around there when we go to Vegas.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Mom, you don't get it.
That would be like, hey, you know what? Ozzy, you should go over and do a song with Gene Simmons at his house.
Why?
Because it's like, you wouldn't like, it's just like,
Gene
no.
Gene Simmons.
No, but I'm just saying, it's like, that's, I have no problem.
Why wouldn't I do a song?
No, I have.
Why wouldn't I do a song with Gene Simmons?
I don't know. I'm just saying, oh, like someone that
no,
you wouldn't.
No, I think more Iron Maiden.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Would you do a song with Iron Maiden?
Over my dead body.
Okay, exactly.
And your mom's going to die then.
No. But I'm just, you know, I have no problem with Zach Bagans personally. Here's the brass tacks of it. This is going to ruffle some feathers in the ghost hunting world, but like everyone on Discovery and Travel who is in the ghost hunting world, we all follow each other.
Sure.
We interact with each other on a social media level. We'll go to events together. Zach wants nothing to do with anyone. And so you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why?
Well, he doesn't have to because he's a ghost.
Sure.
How many fucking ghosts are there?
There's a lot. A lot of dead people. Have I ever told you the where's the bodies theory? Okay. This is going to, you're going to think about this. It's going to stay with you. We live in LA. There's 3.8 million people that live in LA County, and there's 60,000 deaths every year in LA County.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they buried?
Where are they buried, and why do you never see funeral processions? With those numbers, okay, say 50% get cremated. That's still 30,000 bodies getting buried. Where the fuck are they burying everyone, and why do you never see a funeral procession?
I don't know. Tell me why.
That's the
what
thing.
What do you mean a funeral procession?
So, you know what, if that's when they, you know, you
take, they take from the,
I feel like I've been to way too many of them here in LA.
I think they do differently here. There's not.
The mortuary, the drive from the mortuary to the graveyard.
Yes. So you would see.
And usually people
you
do
see them
it
on the
in
news
procession.
When it's a cop.
Sure, when it's a cop, but like with the fact that there's 30,000 deaths that we're saying are buried, people that are buried here, maybe, okay, let's be lenient here and say only 10,000 people a year are being buried in LA County. Mm. That means you would see numerous funerals every single day of the year. You never see funerals. You never hear about funerals.
Because people don't have funerals. They don't have a procession. People just say, memorial.
Sure. But, like, you still never hear about. Like, I don't know. I just, so me and a friend of mine, Tyler, we talk about, where are all the bodies?
You see them in England a lot.
You do. You see, and that's why I'm comparing it to, like, you always see a hearse driving around. Yeah. You'll see, and, like, I have friends in other cities who one of them did was, like, a traffic cop for funerals and, like, but I just never see, I think maybe a handful of times a year I'll see down the freeway just because, you know, Forest Lawn, whatever, in the valley. But you never see it. So, yeah, that's my theory. There's something's going on with the bodies. Soylent Green.
Next question. This is from Charles, and he asks,
when King will Charles?
We wish. When will Ozfest concert footage be released?
When all the bands decide to play ball and sign off on it.
And, yeah, it's really sad that a lot of these bands want a lot of money for it, and they're not looking at it as just a
historical piece. And it's not just the money, but they want, oh, I didn't like what I said there. I don't look good. Oh, there's a groupie. I don't want that groupie scene with me. But you were only 20-odd at the time. Yeah. It's about 28 years ago?
No,
20 years ago.
It's 25.
25 years ago. So 25 years ago, you were a different person than you are today. So for whatever you said then, you wouldn't say that today. You've changed, but people are very...
self-conscious.
And aware, and things have changed. And a lot of people keep saying, cut that, cut that, cut that. Well, we've got a piece that was done in 96.
No, 99.
99. Mm. And it's perfect. As
it's amazing.
It is. And I can't keep cutting and cutting and asking Penelope Spheres to go back in and cut this and cut this. Yeah. Then you'll get another phone call. Oh, I don't like that shot. Can you cut that one? It's like endless.
Well, I think it goes back to kind of what we were talking about a little earlier with, like, it's revisionist history. You know, if that movie had come out in 2000, they wouldn't call you up now and be like, hey, that movie that you released 24 years ago, I want you to edit and change. Everyone would just accept, all right, well, that's what was then. It's not what it is now.
Yeah, it's like going back and you two looking at the Osbournes and going, when we release this again, cut this, cut that, and cut that.
There is stuff that we will have to do.
We have to, Mum, because the climate has changed.
Yeah, there is some certain jokes, certain sensitivities. My solution to it is we just have disclaimers at the top of episodes, and then there are people that we have to fuzz out.
Because I don't want to be associated with them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that kind of stuff. We'll fuzz out and manipulate voices, like ex-employees of ours and just certain things. But for the most, I think the way around it, because I've seen it with older shows, they'll have a disclaimer at the top of the show. Like, this show came out in 1980. Cultural sensitivities were not what they are now versus what they are then. And it seems to give you a bit of leeway. I mean, we didn't say anything too fucking crazy.
It's just the climate's changed.
Yeah. What?
The world's changed. It's not just that. It's everybody's sensitivities are taken into consideration.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's...
I just wish they would look at it as a piece of history and just be proud to be a part of it. Yeah. And it makes me sad because I didn't think that a lot of these... I personally know all these people. Yeah. You do too.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were as, let's just say, sensitive as...
Well, they are a bunch of rock stars.
True. it just makes me sad because it's so good.
What do you think about it, Daddy?
I don't know. Whatever.
Is there anything out there, footage of you or any old stuff that you're like, fuck, I wish that wasn't out there?
All the time I see myself singing the wrong lyric or doing good, but it's out there. It was me.
We watched a show from Daddy in, was it Germany or Italy?
One or somewhere.
From the 70s. And I hadn't seen it in years.
Obviously, we just recently written the song. Because I get the melody, we don't have the lyric. So I just sing anything that comes to my head.
Was it the...
War Pigs, it was before Paranoid came out.
But didn't you use that recording when you released that Past Lives live Sabbath record?
But no. There's stuff out there of my it was the way it was. Mm. So what do I want to change? I can't change the way it was. So you know, we don't have to go and pull that out, put the proper lyric on there.
I think it's cooler that it was so raw.
That's what makes it precious.
That's what I'm saying. All these fucking dickheads who don't.
He doesn't mean it. You know that. Don't take any notice.
But you are right. No, it's like
grow up.
Yeah, who gives a fucking 25 years ago? There are people alive today and functioning citizens that were not even thought of there.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the bottom of the line. Is you did it. That was what you did.
Yeah, but the thing is, what people don't think of is, this was me as a young guy.
We've all done things.
This is me now.
We have all done things in our lives where you go, fuck up, that never comes out. But, you know.
Do we have I haven't seen it in a long time. I want to watch it.
It's so good. We did a...
I know you did a screening recently.
Screening at the...
at the Academy, at the Directors Guild.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was so brilliant. Of the Ozfest documentary, we did a screening. Sid came.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Okay, next question. This is from Jay, and he asks, and this one's for the whole family, what film do you watch that makes you cry every time? The Notebook.
The Notebook, fuck, you know.
I will never forget that day as long as I live.
The Notebook, I got one up on The Notebook.
What?
One day.
What's that?
It's a series, English.
No, we're talking about movies, Mum.
Oh, a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, so shit.
No, should I tell The Notebook story?
Go on.
We were in New York. We were staying at the Peninsula Hotel. Dad was on tour. We all got the flu. And it was me, Mum, and Dad in bed, sick. They had to cancel a show so Dad could get his voice back. And we were like, let's watch a movie. So we put The Notebook on. And by the end of the movie, me, Mum, and Dad were in hysterical tears, looking at each other, being like, I can't believe that we're all crying. Oh, Dad had a quivering lip.
I'm trying to think.
Really good at making.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen The Notebook. Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely gets the feels. It's funny though. When you watch it, it kind of doesn't hold up. It's a little corny now.
Doesn't
when you
hold
see it.
Up.
Yeah, when you see it now, I remember when it came out, it was like, oh my god. But you see it now, and it's a bit like, that's a little cheesy. I don't know.
Or maybe you just.
I'm cynical.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to
probably.
I'd like to see The Exorcist again.
Exorcist again? But
it's when not, we, when it's we not first scary.
Saw, no.
When we first saw that, you got a picture.
I find it scary.
Oh, I don't.
Can we say movie talk?
We went to Black Sabbath, went to see it in Philadelphia. I'll never forget. Oh, that scares the end of the fucking Black Sabbath.
Going to see Exorcist and, yeah. Can you imagine being in the movie theater in the 70s and you see Black Sabbath walking in to watch The Exorcist? You'd be like,
I'm out of here.
What the fuck?
Okay, this next question is from @Shelley, and she asks, I'd love to know how you've kept your British accents growing up in the US. I'm from South Yorkshire in the UK and lost my accent after a 2-week holiday. I think that it's a conscious effort to change.
Yeah.
And we spent so much time together and traveling the world that it's not like we picked up on any other accents.
But don't you think you have to use a certain amount of Americanisms to get by?
Yes.
You say potato.
There are certain words that I don't like saying because they sound just too English coming out of my mouth. Like
when I go back to Boom, I'll forget.
Whenever people ask me like my kids' names,
I always have to say Pearl's name as Pearl, because when I say Pearl here, they're like, Pearl? What's Pearl? I'm like, no, it's Pearl. Pearl? I'm like, Pearl. And they're like, oh, Pearl.
I talk to the night guards some nights, and I'll go, would you like a Coca-Cola? And he'll go, 3 o'clock. You won't understand a word I've said.
3 o'clock.
That's so funny.
I don't know. It's when we use terms like I was in a queue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go, queue?
But in England,
or the lift, or
when you ask for the bill, you ask for the check. In England, they're like, a check? What do you mean a check?
Yeah.
You have to say the bill.
I've never said the check.
Yeah.
We don't. So,
yeah.
Well, sorry, we don't accept it.
It's
that's true.
I just think we traveled so much together that we just never.
I actually think it's because when we went back to England after the Osbournes and worked so much in England from like 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
Like, I think it stopped us from completely losing our accents.
Because I've been over here now, a good while now.
But you don't have a crazy Brummy accent.
Don't?
He never did.
No, oh, really?
He never did. The other guys in Sabbath were really thick. Ozzy's never was.
All right.
Oh, kid.
All right, kid.
Okay, Dad, this next question is for you, and it's from Paul. And he asks, what are Ozzy's thoughts on the Commonwealth Games bull in Birmingham being named after him?
Sorry?
You know the Commonwealth Games bull that they named Ozzy and they put it in...
It's great. I'm honoured. I'm chuffed a bit.
What do you think that your home city, like, embraces you so much?
Because it's the home of metal.
No, I know, but do you feel like... Is that like an accomplishment for you?
Of course it is. I'm over the moon. Yeah. I mean, it's something that we're around longer than me.
It's weird, but metal music and Birmingham was the city of metal.
Yeah. I mean, it's Black Sabbath.
Physical metal.
Oh, it was like an industrial.
Yes, totally industrial. Mm-hmm. And the place where we're going to put Daddy's memorabilia and the school and everything used to be a metal works.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And the school, the actual big music school in Birmingham, it's called BIMM, B-I-M-M, and it's right in the area where all the metal yards were.
That's cool.
Yeah. So all the buildings are very industrial, and there too, they're putting in film studios, and all where they're building it is in all the old metal yards.
Mm.
So it's really interesting.
There's got to be a load of factories, empty places.
There are, and they're all good. But they're all being turned into places of creativity.
They found a disused factory, and they found that somebody was growing dope in
there. Oh, they were growing weed in it.
Apparently in Birmingham they have a huge legal growing area, but yeah. I don't know what it's for.
Don't know.
Okay, our last question of the day is from @Mama. I might need help from Jack with this one. I want to know the story of Kelly and Sid's relationship, how Kelly and Sid's relationship came to be. Well, we first met when I was a kid. And I think we only ever saw each other as kids. Never, like, we were just friends.
But explain the age difference.
Yeah, because there's a 7-year age difference. And back then, that was a huge, huge gap.
You were 13?
13 years old. And he was in his early 20s.
What was he doing?
He was on Ozfest in Slipknot.
Of course. I mean, wow.
So we became good friends. Jack was better friends.
Yeah.
And over the years...
But Sid, of all the 9 members, Sid was always the one that would be in production. And he was like the, you know, he was always around. He was very social.
Yeah.
Whereas the other guys, because of the masks and everything, and they didn't hang as much as Sid did. So he was always the person that I would associate with because he was, you know, always he was up in the mix. Social.
And he was always like in other bands' dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like 2013, maybe a bit before that, I ran into Sid when he had his record shop on Melrose. And that's when he decided that he liked me. I did not know this. And then every couple of months or like seasonally, I would hear from him.
Mm.
And then they were playing a big show at SoFi and he invited me to the show. And I thought, why not? I'll go. And I
went. That was before Christmas, Christmas, like 4 years? No.
Yeah.
Three.
Five years, maybe, Mum.
No. No, no.
Because it was...
It was before COVID.
No, it was...
Was it in COVID?
Because you came up to Idaho right after.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So 4 years. And 4 years ago, he invited me to his show. And I went to the show. Still had no idea that he liked me. And then we just started talking more and hanging out more. And it just happened really naturally. It wasn't like forced or...
No.
And because we'd been friends for so long and known each other for so long, there was a sense of comfortability that I've never had with anyone else.
Somebody asked me a similar question earlier on today. They said, were you shocked when Kelly decided that her partner was going to be in a band? And I'm like, well, it would have seemed very strange if she'd have come home with the chiropodist or something.
You'd love it.
What's a chiropodist?
Somebody that takes care of your feet, but like a normie.
Yeah.
It would have been very strange.
See how they
strange.
Still have to be a doctor in Mum's eyes.
Just a foot doctor.
Just a foot doctor.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was never going to come home with anyone normal.
No.
Well, he had to have covering tattoos and pierced nose. Fucking dagger in his butt, honey.
Love it.
To end on
do you love how that Dan and Jack just are like, please stop, please stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm
on
tired.
That note.
Yeah, really. Thank you,
Jack.
Two
I think
for
Jack
being
is
really
still not 100% alive since coming back.
No,
still tired.
Not. Still like warming up.
I know the pair of you are like, yeah, no, yeah.
I'm just
Daddy
tired.
Daddy doesn't feel well today.
I get up at like.
5.
Yeah, 4:50 every
what
day.
What time do you go to bed now?
Before 10. I try to.
Me and Mum go to bed some nights, 7:30.
Yeah, but we don't go to sleep. We
you're
just
watching Netflix
just, until 4
just
5 to
lie
in the morning.
Bed,
worst thing
just
you
to
can
lie
do.
In the bed.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can do is get in bed and watch
we're
TV.
Like, we're like a two old couple in that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
In the bed, yeah.
In the bed, yeah. Willy Wonka's bed. Ours is Willy Wonka's bed, but for dogs.
Yeah, you guys are like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah.
People
yeah,
that
exactly.
have like 44 cats.
If you move
cats.
The duvet, there's
you know,
two
somebody,
cats
you know,
that are dead and mummified.
Yeah, somebody said on a TV show I was watching the other day, I said, this is quite an old saying. If you sleep with dogs, you get fleas. So I said, if you sleep with...
It is an old saying. It means that if you hang around with shit, you smell of shit.
Yeah.
You order shit, you eat shit.
You order shit, you eat shit.
On that note, it was really lovely seeing you again, Jack. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Yeah.
We missed you. This show's
it's
shit
good
without
to see everybody
you.
Again.
Yeah, next week, could we please get some sleep in so you two can
hey,
be in the land
how about
of the
this?
Living?
How about if everyone's on time,
you
I will be
what?
Shit
you know
tired.
What? You know what? Every time I go, oh, the button gets...
I've already
so
been...
So on this episode... On this episode, just be cool and let you get on with it.
So you're blaming the button?
No.
You're blaming the button?
No, what I'm saying is I'm always getting chastised for buttoning her. So I thought this week, just let him get on with it. See what that means? Yeah.
All
I can't right. do a fucking thing. Why can you? You know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely can't. but
grumpy old men.
Really?
But
de-grump and
no,
grumpier.
De-grump. No, I've just, you know,
what are you
I've,
looking
I've
at?
I have a long day. I was looking at how many diamond rings you have on that one finger and how massive.
You off, keep on telling her.
You're going to get your fucking hand chopped off in this town.
Fucking someone who...
Well, the thing is, if you can't wear them outside, at least I can wear them inside
this
and
is
I
true.
Get some joy.
This is true.
Darling, burglar's coin. I don't know.
Not in this fucking house, they don't. They've got to get over the landmines
first. Yeah, but there's the original doors and windows, and they wouldn't dare break an original door and window.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. No, for people listening, there's armed guards here will fucking shoot you.
Yeah, really. And that's to kill, yeah, not to maim.
No, yeah, it's two to the chest, one to the head, and then they'll steal your wallet.
All right. It was really good seeing everyone. This is Kelly signing out.
This is Jack signing out.
Ozzy signing out.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
See, the home is waiting.
Yes, I know.
We have the home waiting.
Jacket, I know.